note. Let's just go back for a moment to this question of suicide. This is episode related to the Gemara, Daf Pei Aleph Bet, 81b, concerning Rav Rechia Ba'ashi. Who is already an older man, become a Chacham, and whenever he said Tachanun and fell on his face, he said, Urachman Yatzileni Vietzara, let the All Merciful One save me from evil inclination of lust, from women. So his wife heard him saying this. So his wife got a bit upset. She said, let's try and find out what's going on here. Just after the bend on 81b, Pei Aleph Amud Bet. Kama Shani the Porish Le Minoi. For some years he has not had relations with me. I thought he no longer has the impulse. Therefore I left him I don't mind. Although this is a din of honor even with old people. But if it's not easy for him, I don't mind. Because they still were very close and loving in every other respect, but he didn't really have koach gavra, let's say, the ability to have intercourse properly. So why did he say this? All the time he's saying, Hashem should save me. So maybe let's find out what's behind it. So she decided, when he was learning in the garden, she saw, now's my chance. She disguised herself as the major harlot, known in the area, and some say she put on an attractive scent, and clothes that were stimulating, and she went in front of him. First time he didn't look up. And she went a second time, and then he said to her, who are you? So she said, I am this harlot. She introduced herself as the well-known harlot has come out. So what happened was he approached her. The boy wanted to have relations with her. So she said, oh, you know, you go and bring me the pomegranate, the juicy pomegranate on top of this tree. So he went to the tree, to the branch, to get the pomegranate and gave it to her. Then there's a question of what happened afterwards. It's not described here clearly. Some versions have that he actually had relations with her, and some say that then she disappeared, she ran away. When she came home and she was baking something in the oven was very hot, so he went and sat in the oven. First I'm going to bring here the interpretation of the Ben Ish Chai. Others say that he felt he has to atone for his sin. And she asked him, what are you doing? Why are you going in the oven? You're burning your feet. Why are you doing it? So he said to her, what happened? He said he had given into temptation. At least, according to one explanation, he actually had relations with this woman. According to others, he just intended to. But he thought whatever it was, some say it's all different interpretations. Some say she was a nidor. Therefore, he had to have a stronger atonement for this woman. He also knew if he's a Jewish woman, then he's chayv koros, so I'm intercourse with her. And some say if she's just a loose woman, so he transgresses the law, which is a punishment, it's not so severe. And then he came, either he intended, it was the intention, or was actual action, for which he knew he had to have an atonement. So he thought the atonement is, my feet that ran to you call the explanation, he didn't actually do it, intended to, but my feet ran, because I was stimulated, I was going to have intercourse with her. And that alone is something which I need an atonement. Says Yisurim Amarkim, suffering brings atonement.
Which is the pasuk of the love?
For what?
For the love.
For what?
For the love, yeah, of that it shouldn't be.
Lo yekodesh b'lo kadesha. That means it says a person should not have intercourse with a kadesha, with a loose woman.
Which pasuk is it?
It's in Kadosha. No, it's a Kisetze, sorry, Kisetze. Kisetze. You want chapter and verse, I'll give it to you soon. It's a Kisetze. So, so he told her the whole story. What happened? And he was crying about it, and he was crying for his feet getting burnt also for having jumped to do it. So he didn't believe her. When she told him it was me, she told him it was me.
She was burning
those feet. She said, I disguised myself as the harlot.
Oh.
So therefore, don't feel so bad about it.